For this Friday, June 21st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jovan Redman reporting. We start with some news just outside of Posey County as production and delivery of Toyota Grand Highlanders and Lexus TX SUVs has stopped at the Princeton plant. That's according to Toyota officials. They say production has stopped in the West plant for both shifts Thursday and Friday. Officials say it's because Toyota is conducting a safety recall involving certain model year 2024 Toyota Grand Highlander and Lexus TX vehicles. Approximately 145,000 vehicles are involved in this recall in the U.S. Officials say the curtain shield airbag on the driver's side may not deploy as intended during certain crashes if the driver's window is rolled down. If this happens, the vehicles may not meet a federal safety standard, increasing the risk of injury during certain crashes. Toyota is currently developing a remedy for this issue. Customers will be notified about this issue by the middle of August. CenterPoint Energy has announced Indiana customers will soon transition to a new billing system. Officials say beginning July 2nd, customers will receive a new account number and will experience a new online interface. Some CenterPoint services, including online account management and the automated phone system, will be temporarily unavailable from June 27th until July 1st as the company transitions to the new system. Customers are encouraged to schedule or complete their bill payments before June 26th to avoid a temporary delay in processing. Natural gas and electric emergencies can still be reported by phone. Customers who have automatic bill payment arrangements through their bank should let them know their new CenterPoint account number in July so automatic payments continue. Now, customers who receive payment assistance through the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program don't need to make any changes. Customers will no longer be able to report any electric outage via text message, and the option to report through the website will be temporarily unavailable. Customers enrolled in Power Alert Service will be alerted via phone call, text, or email when a service interruption is detected. There is a Westside Evansville Bar and Grill that will be closing its doors in July after operating for more than a decade. The owners of Full Moon Grill and Bar say they'll be closing after the last day of business on July 21st. The bar and grill is located at 5626 Pearl Drive, Suite G on Evansville's west side, across from the AMC Theater. The Posey County Council on Aging will be hosting its 7th annual Summer Fun Day today from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at their offices at 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. It's a day of games, bingo, food, prizes, and a raffle. The $3 admission, which includes lunch, will be donated to the Posey County United Way. Coming up tomorrow at Harmony State Park is the Hot Rods at Harmony event. Registration is from 9 a.m. until 9:45. Prizes will be awarded at 1:30. There will be food and drinks available for purchase. There is no registration fee for cars, but the park entrance fee applies to all. It's $7 for Indiana-plated vehicles and $9 for out-of-state vehicles. All cars, motorcycles, trucks, and SUVs are welcome. Switching to some sports news from Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals started their three-game series off against the San Francisco Giants with a 6-5 win. The game was played last night at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. The Redbirds improved to 37-37 on the year. Both teams will be off today and pick back up with their series on Saturday at 1:15 at Busch Stadium in downtown St. Louis. The Chicago Cubs enjoyed Thursday off from game action. They sit at 36-39 on the season and will begin a three-game series at home with the New York Mets today at 1:20. And the Cincinnati Reds were also off yesterday. The Reds welcomed the Boston Red Sox tonight for the first of three at Great American Ballpark. Cincy sits at 35-39 on the year. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, June 21st. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.